your Superhuman Radio Network news update. I'm Elliot Turton. Genetic study suggests causal link between vitamin D deficiency and hypertension. New genetic research provides compelling evidence that low levels of vitamin D have a causal role in the development of high blood pressure. The findings, published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology, suggest that vitamin D supplementation could be effective in combating some cases of hypertension. This Mendelian randomization study used genetic data from over 146,500 individuals of European ancestry from across Europe and North America. Researchers used two common genetic variants that affect circulating 25-hydroxyvitamin D or 25-OHD concentrations, which are generally used to determine a person's vitamin D status, to measure the causal effect between vitamin D status and risk of hypertension. They found that for each 10% increase in 25-OHD concentration, there was a drop in diastolic blood pressure and 8.1 decrease in the odds of developing hypertension. Mendelian randomization helps to determine cause and effect because using genetic data can better avoid confounding reverse causation and bias. However, it cannot exclude the possibility that the findings were caused by chance, and further studies using randomized controlled trials are also needed to confirm causality and the potential clinical benefits of vitamin D supplementation. Reproduction later in life is a marker for longevity in women. A Boston University School of Medicine study published in Menopause, the Journal of North American Menopause Society, says women who are able to have children after the age of 33 have a greater chance of living longer than women who had their last child before the age of 30. Specifically, women who had their last child after the age of 33 years had twice the odds of living to 95 years or older, compared with women who had their last child by the age of 29. Of course, this does not mean women should wait to have children at older ages in order to improve their own chances of living longer. Rather, the age of last childbirth could be a rate of aging indicator. More news in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
With the rest of your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Did Neanderthals eat their vegetables? The popular conception of a Neanderthal as a club-wielding carnivore is rather primitive, according to a new study conducted at MIT. Instead, our prehistoric cousin may have had a more varied diet that, while heavy on meat, also included plenty of plants, such as tubers and nuts. While scientists have attempted to reconstruct the Neanderthal diet, much of the evidence has been inconclusive. For instance, other researchers recently identified plant microfossils trapped in Neanderthal teeth, a finding that suggests that Neanderthals may have been harvesting and eating plants in addition to hunting prey. However, it is also possible that Neanderthals didn't eat plants directly, but consumed them through the stomach contents of their prey, leaving traces of plants in their teeth. Alternatively, some prehistoric societies used their teeth as tools by biting plants, among other things, and we can't assume that they were actually eating the plants based on finding microfossils in their teeth. Scientists from MIT identified human fecal remains from El Salt, a known site of Neanderthal occupation in southern Spain. The researchers analyzed each sample for metabolized versions of animal-derived cholesterol, as well as phytosterol, a cholesterol-like compound found in plants. While all samples contained signs of meat consumption, two samples showed traces of plants, the first direct evidence that Neanderthals may have enjoyed an omnivorous diet. In other words, while Neanderthals had a mostly meat-based diet, they may have also consumed regular portions of tubers, berries, and nuts. Genetic evidence that body mass increases the risk of asthma in mid-childhood. The incidence of asthma, a chronic condition caused by inflammation of the airways, has been rising steadily over the past few decades, and new research published this week in PLOS Medicine suggests increasing childhood fat mass could be the culprit. The underlying causes of asthma are not known. However, some experts think that obesity may be one of the causes. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, the mantra of this show has been muscle is metabolic currency, and today's entire show is devoted to muscle in general. During the first hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Irina Conboy and Dr. Wendy Cousins about how oxytocin helps old muscle work like new. Then during the second hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Michael Conkright and Dr. Nelson Bruno to talk about the molecular secrets of short, intense workouts and how they differ in the ability to stimulate anabolic responses in muscle. We have to welcome a new sponsor before we get started, and that is we all drink water, and it's unavoidable, especially in this audience. We talk about the potential problems of bottled water with plasticizers. Well, we have a new sponsor that should solve a lot of these problems for us, and that is clearlyfiltered.com. They produce a small bottle that will purify stream water, lake water, pond water, any kind of water, remove bacteria, all sorts of chemicals, fluoride, chlorine, and so on, and make the drinking water drinkable. We'll be talking more about them as the weeks go on. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for their banner ad. Welcome to the show, Dr. Irina Conboy and Dr. Wendy Cousins. How are you?
We're fine. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, our pleasure. So a lot of research is being done right now because of sarcopenia threatening older adults, and most of the research is focusing on the ability to try to regain muscle mass quite often through myostatin inhibition or blockage. You found a different way around this, haven't you?
Yes, we did.
This is really unique because unlike myostatin inhibitors and gene derivatives and so on, oxytocin is in use right now clinically for women to bring on to cause a pregnancy to move forward or to increase lactation. So we know it's safe and effective. Talk about what you learned about oxytocin and how it affects older muscles.
So what we have found out is that oxytocin typically is considered to be juvenile hormone. So it is present in younger humans, and then it declines with age. So it's a natural molecule. And if we restore the levels of oxytocin back to young levels, or at least increase the levels of oxytocin, and we only did the study in mice so far, we could see that mice become stronger, they have better muscle, they are more agile, and also they are leaner, they have less fat.
Okay, so I want to turn to Dr. Cousins for a second, okay?
Sure.
We've done numerous shows on oxytocin, but we've done numerous shows on oxytocin's effect on mood, on decisions of morality, on bonding. This is predominantly oxytocin that occurs in the brain. What we're talking about now is oxytocin that's circulating in blood, right?
Right. That's correct.
So this is a lot easier for us to affect because a lot of the research that's been done on oxytocin in the past, they've had to use nasal-delivered oxytocin in order to get past the blood-brain barrier. But we're talking about just raising body levels of oxytocin, perhaps through injection or so on?
Yes. So that's the main difference with the study that have been done before. It's, we look at the peripheral effects of the oxytocin, and we have been injecting the oxytocin subcutaneous. Since it's a really small peptide, it goes directly into circulation and is distributed all over the body, but cannot go back to the brain.
Now, oxytocin is something that we can affect on our own in the brain. We know that embracing another person, making love, these types of things, orgasm, they release oxytocin, but that's predominantly relegated to the brain, right? That doesn't raise the plasma levels of oxytocin, or does it?
Oh, it will, yes. So when somebody gives you a hug or you feel loved, you will have more oxytocin even in your plasma or in blood. And similarly, if you have nasal spray or you inhale oxytocin, it will not just go to brain, it also will go to blood. So in both cases, we think that you will have positive effects not only in your mood, but also in how healthy your muscle tissue is.
Talk about the study. Explain how the study was designed so we can understand what you did and what you learned.
So basically what we did, so we in our lab we are studying aging, so specifically aging, and we use cardiotoxin, that is a snake venom, that injure the muscle. And typically after 5 days in young, healthy animals, we see a really good muscle regeneration, whereas in old, it's less new muscle fibers and an increase in fibrosis and accumulation of fat. So what we did here, we tried to find a molecule that would improve that. And by just injecting the oxytocin 4 days before cardiotoxin injury and during the 5 days of regeneration, so we injected the oxytocin to the old animal, we injected the oxytocin to the young animal, and we also injected the oxytocin antagonist to the young animal. And what we observe is that the old animal injected with oxytocin were able to regenerate their muscle as good as the young, whereas the young with the antagonist behave almost like the old animals in terms of muscle regeneration.
So the antagonist basically blocked the effects of oxytocin?
Yes.
Okay. So now let's talk about this a little further. I'm looking at the actual plates that dyed plates or colored plates of the young, the old, and the old plus oxytocin muscle fibers.
This is two sections.
Yes.
Muscle
okay.
Sections.
So can we say? I know this is a dangerous word, but I want to ask you: can we say that oxytocin has an anabolic effect?
So. I think we cannot answer this question right now with what we did. We really looked at muscle regeneration, and we have no idea about the anabolic effect. What we can say on the short term is that adding oxytocin to a young animal that already have a useful level of oxytocin doesn't improve stem cell proliferation and activation.
Okay.
That is what is missing in old animals. However, we don't know if injecting the oxytocin for long term may have an anabolic effect, for example, by increasing the size of the fibers, for example.
Now,
and that needs to be done.
Now, again, I want to be clear about something. This was not site injected. This was subcutaneously injected, so it was delivered systemically, right?
Yes, that's actually the beauty of this work, that in our previous work, we also uncovered a number of ways to improve muscle regeneration. But that was one of the few that you can deliver into circulation. It will reach all organs, including muscle, and will enhance muscle growth and also muscle health.
Just before we go into this break, did you use Pitocin, which is the standard synthetic form of oxytocin administered to women for pregnancy and so on, or did you use some other form of oxytocin?
We use just a powder of oxytocin, regular oxytocin, and we dissolve it ourselves in the lab.
Wait, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Did you say you did not use Pitocin?
We did not. We just used some pure oxytocin powder that we diluted in the lab.
Beautiful. Okay, we have to take a commercial break. I've got lots more questions. This is really an interesting interview. The quest to make muscle young again, or to keep muscle from suffering the pains and deterioration of aging, is part of the longevity prescription. This is a very important discussion. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Sonic, wait up!
Welcome back. We're talking about Making old muscles new again. This is a really important discussion. Trust me, because I pulled a calf muscle this morning. And I know that when you get older, your muscles aren't as pliable, as flexible. They clearly can be as strong, but there is some deterioration that takes a place. So let's get back to this for just a second. In human equivalent, what kind of dosage was given to these little rodents? And was it every day or twice a day? How frequently was it dosed?
So it was every day, because we know that in mice there is like a peak of oxytocin that is released once a day. The dose was very high. It was like 1 microgram per gram of mice. That is like supra physiological.
Okay.
And I mean, we need to work on that to adjust the dosage.
Because what you'll need to do now is to find the lowest effective dose. In other words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what we think is that if we want to use that on humans, the first step would be to know what is a average use level and try to then have this useful level back to the old person.
So basically, yes, the idea is that we don't want to have higher levels of oxytocin that is normally circulating in young people. So we have to identify what that level is and then recalibrate the old circulation back to young.
Do you think some of the circulating oxytocin gets through the blood-brain barrier?
That is unclear. In fact, I just was at the conference where somebody told me that needs to be studied, and perhaps it does. Perhaps some of that goes back to the brain.
I know that high doses of oxytocin can make a person nauseous. I don't know if that is a physiological response or a response in the brain to high levels of oxytocin. But that's through injection. Women who get injected oxytocin to bring on labor or to affect lactation, they claim sometimes of nausea.
Well, it is possible, but those will be super high levels of oxytocin. And, of course, young animal or young person does not become nauseous typically. So if you simply restore the levels that are physiological and become lacking with age, you restore them back to young levels.
Mm-hmm.
You do not expect, in fact, any side effects from using oxytocin.
So can it be said that the oxytocin made the old muscles young again, or did they just improve the ability for the muscles to repair?
And that is actually a very cool question, because this is actually our very first molecule that we believe made old muscle young again. And that comes from studies with animals that are engineered genetically not to have oxytocin gene. So they don't have oxytocin. And when we looked at these mice, they age prematurely.
Oh.
So when they're supposed to be just adults, they are already old and lose muscle tissue and accumulate fat. So that tells us that oxytocin, in fact, makes old muscle young again.
Right. Now, I'm sure you're aware of the research being done, and even just recently, there was a press release identifying myostatin inhibition as possibly the new frontier for dealing with sarcopenia. But it's very unclear. There is some confounding effects of suppressing myostatin, namely soft tissue becomes brittle and it's easier to shear ligaments and tendons. More recently, a study came out that showed that myostatin knockout rodents had very, very, very poor aerobic capacity. And it's identified as the larger muscles plus a less of an aerobic capacity when there is no myostatin at all present. So clearly myostatin, while it may be a good opportunity to affect sarcopenia in an aging population, it comes with some unnecessary and unwanted effects. But it looks to me like oxytocin could really be what we're looking for an aging community. You have an opinion on that?
Yeah, well, I have to actually, again, caution the listeners and you that it's unlikely that there will be any one molecule that will combat aging, because aging is really a multifunctional, multigenetic process. And once you start kind of adding or subtracting anything, you probably will have side effects. So in our laboratory, we use combinatorial approach, and oxytocin will be one of the key ingredients, but you need a couple more if you want long-term sustainably promote tissue longevity and, in fact, maybe reverse the process of aging. So you start with an older person and make that person a little bit younger. So for that, oxytocin will be one of the important molecules, but not the only one.
Oh, no, I agree, but we're just addressing sarcopenia here, just addressing muscle wasting, you know, non-disease-related, non-cachexia-related muscle wasting seen in an aging population. It looks like oxytocin is a better alternative to pursue than myostatin inhibition.
Oh, I agree, because, of course, myostatin is an important gene, and its function is really vital for muscle. We did not evolve any single gene, for example, myostatin, in order to age.
Right.
All of the genes evolved to do something good. So when we inhibit them entirely, we suffer consequences. Oxytocin restoration to young levels in blood is certainly better than that. But muscle aging does not only mean that you have smaller muscle. You also have innervation of muscle tissue. You have vascularization. You have blood vessels there. It's a complex tissue. So improving the size of the muscle and reducing fat is a very important step, and so oxytocin is going to be a novel therapeutic molecule to combat sarcopenia. But even for muscle tissue health, we need probably a couple of more molecules if you want to do it sustainably and for many years.
Yes, so for instance, IGF-1, perhaps IGF-1E, the mechanogrowth factor. I mean, I would imagine you need a lot of these things, but you would secrete some of these on your own if you were an elderly person and you were doing resistance training, and the resistance training was having a positive effect on muscle growth, which oxytocin seems to be able to maybe help. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to direct my next question to Dr. Cousins to talk about the role of stem cell and oxytocin. We're talking about how oxytocin may actually improve aging muscles so that they act more like youthful muscles. This is a really important discussion, especially those of us who are getting older. We know that, you know, you get into the gym and you train hard and sometimes your muscles don't respond the way you want them to. And so this is really, really a critical discussion, especially in an aging population. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Irina Conboy and Dr. Wendy Cousins about how oxytocin may help make old muscles work like new again. This is really exciting. If you're not excited, it's because you're probably not over 40, like me. Because every day I go into the gym and I lift heavier and heavier and heavier, but I don't want to get to that point where my muscles say I can't do the work anymore. And I'm hoping that Drs. Conboy and Cousins and their colleagues get to work quickly to discover what the best dose is, because I know I can get my doctor to prescribe oxytocin for me, for sure. All right, so let's talk about this, Dr. Cousins. It appears that oxytocin does have an effect on stem cells, but it doesn't cause an overgrowth or make cells divide uncontrollably, right? So that's a good thing.
Yes, that's really good.
So, but it definitely is affecting stem cells, right? Is it causing stem cell biogenesis or stem cell differentiation? How's it working?
So, in fact, the muscle stem cells are in a quiescent state, meaning that they are like dormant
right.
cells, and they will be activated only upon muscle injury to help the muscle, the fibers to be repaired or to create some new myofibers. So, the thing is that, so first they are activated, which means that they are going to proliferate and make more stem cells before starting to differentiate and either fuse with each other to form new fibers or fuse with the damaged fibers. And what we observe is that this is the limiting step that is missing in older person or old animals with us.
Right.
Is that there is this a decrease in the satellite cell activation due to the aging environment. And here we show that by adding the oxytocin, we're able to restore this step, that was the activation and proliferation of the satellite cells, that then eventually lead to a better differentiation and so to a better muscle regeneration.
Do you think that the oxytocin is acting intrinsically on these stem cells, or do you think that the oxytocin is a signaling molecule for, say, something like thymosin beta 4 or even growth factors for that matter?
So that's a very good question. I can only answer you partially this question. So we had in mind that same that you said, that oxytocin could act directly or indirectly via something else in the body. Mm-hmm. So to answer this question, what we did is that we extracted satellites. So first we showed that in muscle section, the satellite cells, so the muscle stem cells, do express the oxytocin receptor. So mean that they can answer directly to a stimuli. Like if you add oxytocin, they are able to transduce the signaling pathway by binding to the oxytocin receptor. So that's the first thing. But then what we did is that we got some muscle stem cells from young and old mice, mm-hmm. and we treated them in vitro with oxytocin. And we saw that in vitro, the oxytocin helps to their cell proliferation, meaning that there is a direct effect.
Right.
Of course, we cannot exclude that there is an additional other effect that we didn't see here.
And it makes sense that there would be, because nothing happens by itself in our body. If, systems and we know that these types of molecules that stimulate growth of any tissue generally do not happen just by one thing occurring. They're usually things that happen in concert with each other. So I have to believe that there's more to this. So how quickly were the changes observed, would you say, in the old rodents? Once the oxytocin was being administered, would you say that these changes occurred quickly, or did they take time to start to occur?
I would say that it was really quick, because a lot of studies, they need to treat mice for like months to see an effect. But we only treated mice 3 days before the muscle injury, and then we continued during the 5 days, that is the typical time we wait to see a muscle regeneration, and that was sufficient to see a really big improvement in muscle regeneration.
Now, I'm assuming that these rodents were sacrificed in order to get these cell samples, or were they biopsied?
No, they were sacrificed.
Okay, because one of the things that comes to mind is I wonder how quickly these effects go away once the oxytocin is retracted and not administered for some period of time.
You mean on the stem cell?
Yeah, well, on the muscle cells themselves. So in other words, if the muscle cells are made new and they look great under oxytocin administration, if you take away the oxytocin administration, does the muscle become old again? And if so, does it happen immediately? Does it happen? Or the effects are prolonged for weeks, for perhaps?
So that goes to the experiments that have to be done,
right?
Because we don't really know how long the effect lasts. But I can tell you that if you use oxytocin in combination with a couple of other molecules which combat tissue aging for some time, you probably will have long-lasting effects, because stem cells regenerate tissue, and after it has been regenerated productively, it is now new. So then you basically end up with chunk of new muscle, and it will be new and young, probably not aging very fast. So it depends on how long you use oxytocin in combination with other molecules once they are really approved for such use. Then the longer you use it, then the longer the effect will last.
You know, and I can see this being used in conjunction with some sort of growth factors. We did a show either earlier this year or late last year, where a doctor was actually injecting growth hormone intraarticularly into knee joints. And what they discovered was that obviously chondrocyte proliferation and vascular proliferation in a damaged knee joint that was ready for knee replacement. And what the doctor said was that the growth hormone and its downstream metabolites stimulated new stem cell biogenesis. So it seems that if growth factors are still present in the aging body through maybe exercise and so on, and then the oxytocin can then take those stem cells
and put them to work, there is no end in sight for the aging muscle. In other words, it could regenerate, repair indefinitely.
That would be the case, in my opinion. I mean, of course, indefinitely is the very strong term, right? But
yeah,
I would say that for decades longer than it does now.
And
if I can add something also.
Please.
For example, the myoblast, it's like the muscle stem cell that we are able to keep in culture and to do some in vitro experiments, needs some growth factor, some fibroblast growth factor, to be maintained as a non-differentiated state. And it activates a signaling pathway that is the same that is activated by oxytocin. So the oxytocin could, in fact, maybe replace some growth factor.
That's interesting. Yes, fibroblast growth factors, vascular endothelial growth factors, all downstream metabolites of growth hormone and its offspring. But also, we know now through research that's being done specifically on phosphodiesterase inhibitors and or nitric oxide donor type molecules that they also have the ability to increase fibroblast growth factors and vascular endothelial growth factors as well. So,
but what I want to actually caution the audience is that fibroblast growth factor, VEGF, vascular endothelial growth factor, are potent oncogenes. They are very likely, and in fact has been shown in experimental animals, to promote tumor formation. So you don't want to overload yourself or even add ectopically those downstream factors of growth hormone.
I agree completely, but I disagree as well. And I say this with all respect, okay? When are fibroblast growth factors and vascular endothelial growth factors at their highest level ever in our lifespan? When we're a fetus, when we're an infant, when we're a growing and maturing child, and this, we have very few cancers at these ages. I agree with you that those growth factors can feed tumor growth just like healthy tissue growth. But we have to be careful. I'm of a group of people now that are starting to say, look, there are things that feed cancer that feed healthy cells too. And I understand that the current approach is to shut those off to destroy the cancers, but then we destroy all the healthy cells as well in the body. And I think there are other alternatives now we're starting to understand. There's a lot of good emerging research in the area of cancer as far as mitochondrial dysfunction being the first step into a cancerous environment. So I agree with you 100%, but at the same time I say, look, VEGF, and these other growth factors are very, very potent at regenerating healthy tissue as well. Would you agree with that?
I'm not 100% sure. And again, I'm speaking here from 15 years of experience in regenerative medicine and stem cell biology. I want to tell you that, yes, there is a lot of molecules that are present at high levels in young people and animals and do not cause any problems. When you start upregulating those in old people or animals, you kind of skew the system. So the system becomes imbalanced. And in the landscape of an old organism, the first thing that might happen is that you induce cancer and not make tissue healthier.
Right.
And so because of that, the focus of my laboratory, and Dr. Kazian is a senior scientist in my laboratory, as well as Christian Labt, who is another senior scientist and the first author on the paper. So our approach was specifically to look at safe ways to improve tissue health and rejuvenate tissues. We had it in mind, right? Because there are a number of ways. I basically have been publishing since 2003 different ways how you can make old muscle become young again. Oxytocin is not the first one. But oxytocin is the first safe one.
Right.
It's the one that is not associated with any tumors.
And any overgrowth of any kind of tissue, really.
Or any overgrowth, right?
Right.
So if you isolate many tumors isolated from humans have overexpression of VEGF and overexpression of basic FGF. There is no tumor known to me that would have overexpression of oxytocin.
Right, right. No, it definitely is a much safer way to go. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. All right, well, we're going to take our last commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The American government loves Monsanto because if Monsanto's successful, then we will control the world because we'll have control of the food.
Listen to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green fed dairy banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Irina Convoy and Dr. Wendy Cousins about how oxytocin helps old muscles work like new. This is very, very exciting research. This is exciting research that I think that a lot of people within the anti-aging and longevity community are sitting on their hands waiting for Drs. Convoy and Cousins to come forth with some sort of recommendation on dosing. So I guess, will you discover that in the balance of your next study? As far as like what kind of dosing we can look to as humans to try to have this kind of effect on muscle?
Yeah, I mean, that would be like the best would be to start a clinical trial for that and to try to find the best dosage. Yeah, but as I told you before starting that, the we have to have like a big cohort of people and have an idea of what is a young level versus an older level.
Youthful level. Now, can we not test children now to find out what oxytocin levels are? Or is oxytocin one of those hormones like so many others that it's fleeting. It's diurnal. If you don't take the test at the right time, you may not be getting good information.
Yeah, there is plenty of things that, like for example, even in the mice, just like inserting the needle and the stress would change the level of oxytocin. That's why we call that acclimatize the mice and inject them with just the vehicle mm-hmm. a couple of days before, so that they would not have this effect when they will be used to the needle. There is like different time of the day can be a difference in the dosage of oxytocin. So there is like many parameters that we need to figure out. There is already some study that has been done on human concerning osteoporosis to show correlation with a low level of oxytocin and an increase of osteoporosis. So we need to look more into detail to see what would be a young level, a middle-aged level, and an older level.
You know what's really funny? We've been talking more on the show. You know, one of the tenets of the longevity prescription is rigorous exercise, activity. You know, lots of activity, because people who stay in motion stay in motion. And then more activity, the better you are. We know that inactivity is a risk factor for so many different causes of mortality. And,
yeah.
And so we've been talking more about integrating play or playfulness into, you know, we all think about working out. Oh, I've got to go to the gym. I've got to work out. And we forget about the importance of play. And when we think about oxytocin, as you point out in the article about the paper, that, mm-hmm. you know, oxytocin is associated with that feeling you get when you look at a kitten or when you get loved and you feel the love of a loved one, you're hugged. We know that oxytocin is the feel-good hormone. But in today's society, we spend less and less time actually feeling good because we're under stress constantly. Whether it's driving to work, once you're at work, taking the kids to soccer, everybody is under such stress. And we talk yeah. about how stress is killing us. Well, here we can show that stress is aging us faster because we're probably not producing very much oxytocin anymore.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't know if you heard, but there is an advertisement on the radio right now on some medical group that say that we should hug more to feel better, less stress, and to improve our health in general. That has been advertised right now on the radio.
We did a show, and I'm trying to think of the name of the author. We found him from TED on a TED Talk, and we did a show about oxytocin, the morality hormone. And what we came away from that research was if people who hugged an average of 8 times a day had what they perceived as a better quality of life. And maybe they had the same problems as someone who doesn't hug, but the hugging 8 times a day released enough oxytocin where people were happier. So
that's something that could be also kind of interesting to do, is to try to measure the level of oxytocin that is after hugging. We have no idea if it's, like, how much of increase is it.
That is true. And actually, what I wanted to mention in this regard is that just emphasize how difficult it is to solve the problem of tissue aging. Because if you think about it, there are people who are very, very happy, probably, and they hug each other many times a day. And they release a lot of oxytocin, and perhaps they do not age as fast, or they remain happy and their muscle is a little bit better of that,
uh-huh.
but they still grow old, right? So you cannot kind of escape aging by hugging each other and by eating right. Aging is a very tricky thing. It seems that it always fools you and you still grow old no matter what, right? And you kind of stumbled upon a very important point that, we could deliver oxytocin pharmacologically, but we also deliver oxytocin to ourselves when we love each other and we give ourselves hugs. And that perhaps keeps us a little bit younger, but you really need to think about it scientifically, and like Wendy Kazian mentioned, have clinical trials before we have meaningful long-term intervention into tissue aging.
No, and I agree with you. We're not going to escape aging and we're not going to escape dying, but the goal is... when we look at primitive cultures, we know that the elderly are still viable. They're still involved in raising their grandchildren. They're still active. But in our culture today, old age is a death sentence. You know, you the last 15, 20 years of your life, you spend going from doctor's office to doctor's office and taking medications, and then eventually you end up in an institution and you face a wall until somebody comes and pushes you in front of a television set. And that is not the kind of aging that is necessary. So I agree with you 100%. We're still going to age, but we want to stay actively involved in our lives as we age. And I think that that's something that we have lost touch with, because previous generations have had that.
You're absolutely right. And also, I just want to clarify, yes, we will age, but hopefully with the advancements of modern science, we will age slower.
Yes.
So we will remain active and feel better for many more years than we do now.
No, absolutely. It's very exciting research that you have here, and very promising, and I can't wait to hear more from your group. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you for having us.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Drs. Michael Conkright and Dr. Nelson Bruno to talk about the molecular secret of short, intense workouts. We have talked about short, intense workouts on this show forever. I do think there is a place for longer workouts, but by and large, most of us probably adhere to spending 45 minutes in the gym, training very, very hard, very rigorously, very small rest periods in between. What is the magic of doing that? Why does it work so well? Why is it so effective? We're going to find out more about that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
With your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Genetic studies suggest causal link between vitamin D deficiency and hypertension. New genetic research provides compelling evidence that low levels of vitamin D have a causal role in the development of high blood pressure. The findings, published in The Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology, suggests that vitamin D supplementation could be effective in combating some cases of hypertension. This Mendelian randomization study used genetic data from over 146,500 individuals of European ancestry from across Europe and North America. Researchers used two common genetic variants that affect circulating 25-hydroxyvitamin D or 25-OHD concentrations, which are generally used to determine a person's vitamin D status, to measure the causal effect between vitamin D status and risk of hypertension. They found that for each 10% increase in 25-OHD concentration, there was a drop in diastolic blood pressure and 8.1 decrease in the odds of developing hypertension. Mendelian randomization helps to determine cause and effect because using genetic data can better avoid confounding reverse causation and bias. However, it cannot exclude the possibility that the findings were caused by chance, and further studies using randomized controlled trials are also needed to confirm causality and the potential clinical benefits of vitamin D supplementation. Reproduction later in life is a marker for longevity in women. A Boston University School of Medicine study published in Menopause, the Journal of North American Menopause Society, says women who are able to have children after the age of 33 have a greater chance of living longer than women who had their last child before the age of 30. Specifically, women who had their last child after the age of 33 years had twice the odds of living to 95 years or older, compared with women who had their last child by the age of 29. Of course, this does not mean women should wait to have children at older ages in order to improve their own chances of living longer. Rather, the age of last childbirth could be a rate of aging indicator. More news in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
With the rest of your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Did Neanderthals eat their vegetables? The popular conception of a Neanderthal as a club-wielding carnivore is rather primitive, according to a new study conducted at MIT. Instead, our prehistoric cousin may have had a more varied diet that, while heavy on meat, also included plenty of plants, such as tubers and nuts. While scientists have attempted to reconstruct the Neanderthal diet, much of the evidence has been inconclusive. For instance, other researchers recently identified plant microfossils trapped in Neanderthal teeth, a finding that suggests that Neanderthals may have been harvesting and eating plants in addition to hunting prey. However, it is also possible that Neanderthals didn't eat plants directly, but consumed them through the stomach contents of their prey, leaving traces of plants in their teeth. Alternatively, some prehistoric societies used their teeth as tools by biting plants, among other things, and we can't assume that they were actually eating the plants based on finding microfossils in their teeth. Scientists from MIT identified human fecal remains from El Salt, a known site of Neanderthal occupation in southern Spain. The researchers analyzed each sample for metabolized versions of animal-derived cholesterol, as well as phytosterol, a cholesterol-like compound found in plants. While all samples contained signs of meat consumption, 2 samples showed traces of plants, the first direct evidence that Neanderthals may have enjoyed an omnivorous diet. In other words, while Neanderthals had a mostly meat-based diet, they may have also consumed regular portions of tubers, berries, and nuts. Genetic evidence that body mass increases the risk of asthma in mid-childhood. The incidence of asthma, a chronic condition caused by inflammation of the airways, has been rising steadily over the past few decades, and new research published this week in PLOS Medicine suggests increasing childhood fat mass could be the culprit. The underlying causes of asthma are not known. However, some experts think that obesity may be one of the causes. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Smoke weed when I need to, and I need to get some rest. Yo, where?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, we have a new sponsor, Clearly Filtered, clearlyfiltered.com. They make the best water filtration products in the world. And we right now we have the Clearly Filtered personal water bottle, which will purify anything, lake water, stream water, pond water, bottled water, tap water, all of it. It's a great, great product. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Clearly Filtered banner ad today. So we've always talked about short, intense workouts on this show as one of the ways to train. And what is or are the molecular secrets of short, intense workouts? My next guests are going to elaborate. Dr. Michael Conkright. How are you doing, Dr. Conkright?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Carl.
And Dr. Nelson Bruno joins us. How are you doing, Dr. Bruno?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Yes. So let's talk about this first of all. Talk about the study, the paper that that you wrote. What was this a meta-analysis, or did you do a direct study and with biopsies and stuff like that?
Well, this study was a design study that we did on a combination of cultured myocytes in the laboratory and on genetically altered transgenic mice.
Excellent. Okay. So talk about let's start with the study on transgenic mice. What were the mice knocked out for? What was the research done on them?
Okay, so we overexpressed a certain protein in the cyclic AMP signaling pathway. And the reason we did this is that we know that by overexpressing this protein, it turns on the transcriptional component of cyclic AMP signaling, or which is downstream of adrenergic signaling, which is downstream of the sympathetic nervous system. So in essence, what it allows us to do is separate out those long-term effects of sympathetic adrenergic signaling from the very acute effects.
Now, what was this protein, may I ask?
It's called CRTC2. It's a Krebs-regulated transcriptional coactivator. So this is a protein that binds to a DNA binding protein and directs transcription.
Okay, so sympathetic nervous system, interesting. Let's talk about that just for a second. It has lots of roles, obviously. The fight or flight, we know it as predominantly. But it's also enlisted during heavy resistance training, right?
That's correct.
At least if you're doing your resistance training right. If you're sitting there reading a magazine while you're doing leg presses, you're probably not working hard enough to get the SNS involved. But anyway. Okay, so what role does the sympathetic nervous system play in this discussion today?
Okay, well, historically, one tends to think of activating the SNS as something that is involved in mobilizing energy reserves, increasing the cardiovascular output, heart rate, and it has these very transient acute effects. And because it's affecting lots of tissues simultaneously, right, so we're affecting the heart, the vasculature, the pulmonary, adipose, skeletal muscle, one didn't really think that it had the means or mechanisms to direct adaptations to skeletal muscle. It was just simply thought of being too systemic.
And in fact, probably it has some catabolic influences as well, really, right? But with cortisol release and stuff like that.
Yes, but in our study, we see some catabolic effects as far as muscle fiber hypertrophy. But we don't know if that's the real physiological role or just an artifact of the overexpression. We think that it may be really the role is more of protecting protein in a very catabolic environment.
Okay. Now, obviously,
that's our thought. We don't have direct proof of that. That's just sort of our views, I guess.
Now, obviously, catecholamine production by the body, which ramps up energy, right? That's one of the part of what happens when the SNS gets kicked in to gear, right?
That's right.
And so, what role do these molecules have in the process? The adaptation process.
Well, the way we see it is that, as you well mentioned, in the very beginning of the acute response, let's say the fight or flight, the environment is catabolic, and there's actually mobilization of energy, lipolysis, glycogen breakdown, and that helps you with the exercise process in itself, right? The moment of executing the exercise.
Right.
Later on, there's actually adaptations that are produced by the exercise that are driven by Krebs and the molecule that we describe in the paper. And those help you to increase your exercise capacity and increasing actually the energy reserves and, as we see, protein synthesis in the muscle.
Now, I noticed in the paper also there was, I have to apologize. I'm not as well prepared for this interview as I normally am, and this is my own problem with the computer. But I noticed in the paper there was reference to some beta-adrenergic components like clenbuterol, for instance, right? Were these used in the cell line research?
That's right.
So, because we know from bodybuilding bro science that clenbuterol's beta-adrenergic effects not only cause the body to burn more body fat, but it does have an anabolic effect as well. So was this kind of the pathway that you were trying to elucidate?
That's right. You're correct.
So this protein, CRTC2, it obviously plays a role in the supercompensation response to acute exercise, right?
Yep. That's what we believe.
But does it work in the dish without the exercise? If you just drop some of this protein in with, myocytes, is that the proper terminology? Do they respond by getting bigger?
So not only do we see the myocytes, the cultured myocytes or myotubes, becoming bigger and hypertrophic, they also have more glycogen and more IMTGs or triglyceride storage within the fiber. We see the same thing happening in mice that haven't undergone exercise. So whether we look at it in a very defined system, such as the cultured cells, or in a genetically modified animal, we see the same results.
Wow. So this sounds like this could be a supplement right here. Would this be a drug or a supplement, by the way? Wow. Well, this is exciting stuff.
At this point, you know, using the genetics, it's you know, you're not going to have an immediate application or an immediate supplement, but what we would like to think of it as a therapeutic avenue. You know, there won't ever be a replacement for exercise, but if you could target this pathway, you would make it such that an individual would reap the benefits of exercise much quicker, and they would probably experience less stress.
Well, obviously, responding to exercise is critical as well. There's a lot of people who for whatever reasons, they don't respond to resistance training as well as another person. This could kind of level the playing field, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Okay, so talk more about the research. So what did you discover when you did the research on the transgenic rodents first that was surprising to you or promising to you?
We'll be very honest. There were many things about this study that were surprising to us.
Well, no, go for it. Let's talk about all of those. What was the first thing that you had the aha moment? Like, wow, this is amazing.
Probably one of the first things we didn't expect or we were kind of surprised about was how much glycogen the animals were storing in response to overexpression. So it's well known that if you turn on sympathetic activity, you cause glycogen breakdown.
Right.
We were seeing exactly the opposite of what is dogma about sympathetic activation. And it was very clear and convincing that there was much more glycogen in the cells.
Was this influenced by a pathway like through insulin or GLUT4? What pathway, I mean, what did the CRTC2 act upon that it caused this this glycogen uptake to occur in such a grand fashion?
Go ahead, Doug.
There's several mediators of glycogen synthesis in skeletal muscle that are affected by CRTC2. There are actually other nuclear hormone receptors, other well-described molecules that are actually increased in production by CRCs, by CRTC2, and PGC1-alpha as well. So there's many elements that are affected and increase group 4 actually expression and glycogen synthesis.
And so that didn't require insulin is the bottom line.
That's correct. And we actually, and it wasn't in this study that we published, but we're ready to submit a follow-up study on this. And what we show in the follow-up study is that we've improved insulin sensitivity.
Yeah, because you know, let's
the muscle's more responsive.
Let's face it. You know, back in the day when I first started training, the gold standard for a post-workout drink was 80 grams of dextrose, 40 grams of whey protein, you know, a couple hundred milligrams of R-alpha-poic acid, you know, some creatine, and bang. But the problem with it was that 80 grams of dextrose spiked insulin to do the job of shuttling what we thought was going to be glycogen replenishment. It also caused you to build a little body fat as well. So if you can get glycogen resynthesis in muscle fibers without insulin, that means lean muscle gains.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I will assume that you're right.
Okay, so this was the first exciting thing. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to go right down the list of the other exciting things. Right now we're talking with Dr. Michael Conkright and Dr. Nelson Bruno from Scripps Research Institute in Jupiter, Florida, about the secret molecule they discovered that may be the reason that short, intense workouts work the way they work. And for those who it doesn't work for, a lot of words of work there, this may be able to level the playing field for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance, benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Michael Conkright and Dr. Nelson Bruno from Scripps Research Institute in Jupiter, Florida, about the molecular secret of short, intense workouts. What was one of the other things that surprised you? Whoever wants to take that can go ahead.
Well, another thing that surprised us was the increase in intramyocellular triacylglycerols, lipids, inside the muscle cell. Right?
Which by the way, but this is observed in the those who use, in athletes who use growth hormone. One of the things that is observed is a infiltration in the muscle cell of more triglycerides and the desire of the mitochondria or the preference of the mitochondria to burn them as energy. So this is interesting to me. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to kind of put that on a comparison field for a second.
There are also a part of a training adaptation from aerobic exercise. For example, they are more frequent in athletes. And we see that happening and actually driven by also the expression of CRC. And we believe, as you point out, that they serve as a energy source for mitochondria during exercise responses.
Right. So you saw an increase in these triglyceride infiltration into the muscle cell, right?
That's right.
And so this would once again say that it is perhaps this protein that elicits a lot of the benefits we see from rigorous training.
You're correct. That's our interpretation.
Okay. And what was there another thing that you noticed that was surprising to you?
Well, we also see an increase in myofiber size.
Ah, hypertrophy. I like this. Yes. Okay. Okay, so talk about that. How was this as a result of the plumping of the fiber due to the increased uptake or resynthesis of glycogen and the uptake or storage of triglycerides, or was there some other mechanism afoot here?
Actually, that's a very nice question. I think it's a combination of many factors. As you well mentioned, I think that there's also an increase in volume because of the glycogen and the triglycerides. There's also decreased protein degradation
mm-hmm.
with the activation of the pathway.
So,
therefore,
good, I'm sorry.
An increase in protein synthesis.
Okay, now, so the way this interview was set up was the molecular secret of short, intense workouts. Do we not see this same type of effect occur when the workout is lasting longer and longer? Or do we have to have that acute, high-intensity workout and then allow the body enough time to stop and recuperate?
Okay, there's a couple very important points in that. First, you know, let's work backwards. Having time to recover and recuperate, very important. And we see, at least in our pathway with sympathetic nervous system activation, that we have these opposing effects. Catabolism during the exercise event, followed by recovery and these anabolic effects during rest. So we think of the CRTC sort of being this recovery mechanism. That is one point. Another very, very important point is while we believe that this path, that these molecules we're looking at is involved in high-intensity exercise, that doesn't say that there aren't other pathways that can produce similar phenotypes, right? There are other molecular pathways independent of this one that will produce the same thing.
Hmm.
And so we're not saying it's this or nothing. We're saying that when you do high-intensity exercise, from a molecular standpoint, this is how it's happening.
Now, intensity is a very subjective term, right? If someone is in very, very poor conditioning, an intense workout could be using very, very light loads, doing very few reps, but that's all they can do. So is there a threshold of intensity, you think, that affects this? Or is the subjectivity actually beneficial? So the person who is in less shape, we'll see an earlier response than the well-trained athlete.
Go ahead, please.
I think that the way you frame it, there's a subjectivity to intensity is very important, and I think you're correct. And what we're saying here is that when you push it, when you are closer to the anaerobic threshold, these mechanisms take place, and actually they increase adaptation, right? So you have to be exposed to intensity training as part of your exercise cycle. But we are not saying that only high-intensity exercise is what you should do.
I noticed that there's also a reference to CRTC3. How is it different, or what is the difference between these two proteins?
So on a molecular level, we really have no idea. So there's actually three family members. We call them CRTC1, CRTC2, and 3. And they're distributed throughout the body. Some cell types have one. Some cell types have two. Some have three. Some have two and three. Everything we do in the laboratory suggests that they are redundant molecules.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have things that are involved in metabolism, seeing a high degree of redundancy is not uncommon. It's something you can't be without. Evolution makes sure of it. So both are in the muscle. In every assay that we conducted, they worked exactly the same, but there are probably subtle differences we haven't been able to uncover yet, and we just don't know the answer.
What was propanolol used for? I'm just curious. It's a very popular beta blocker given to people who either have cardiac arrhythmias and or high blood pressure. It's also used by the performance community to kind of take the edge off before performance so they don't get stage fright. What was that used for in the research?
In our research study, the main purpose of using it was to block any effects of the sympathetic nervous system within the animals so that we could say the effects we were seeing were solely from our genetic manipulations and not from the contribution of the SNS that's intact in the animal. It's the main reason we used it.
So can we extrapolate from that those out there within the superhuman nation who go into the gym and train very, very hard, but their doctor has them on propanolol, a beta blocker propanolol, may not see some of the gains they're looking for because that is actually stopping this phenomenon that you've discovered?
Well, actually, surprisingly, people on propanolol do adapt to an exercise response. So we may say that they actually recruit other signaling pathways. Mm. They may supplant what we're saying. They have a harder time exercising, though. I think
yes. That
they fatigue more quicker. They feel more tired, and they will have to endure that.
Interesting. Yeah, I just had that thought because I know propanolol has been around for a long, long time, and it is one of the probably more prescribed beta blockers out there, and there's a lot of people on beta blockers today for whatever reason. And I just thought, gee, I wonder if there's people out there, because we know that people who are on statin drugs run the risk of getting rhabdomyolysis sooner because of the way statin drugs work. I was just wondering if propanolol may be something someone should go talk to their doctor about if they're spending a lot of time in the gym and say, hey, can you put me on something else because propanolol may be hurting my ability to make gains in the gym?
Fortunately, as we progress in our understanding, propanolol is an old drug. They're newer drugs that are more cardioselective,
mm-hmm.
meaning that they focus their effect mainly in the heart,
right.
And they actually reduce many of the side effects that are probably related to muscle tiredness and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that many of your listeners that are on beta blockers are on newer beta blockers that have less side effects.
Okay. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about clenbuterol and CRTC2 in the Petri dish. We're talking right now with Dr. Michael Conkright and Dr. Nelson Bruno. Some very exciting information. This whole entire show today, two-hour show dedicated to muscle. You know that I've been saying for a long time that muscle is metabolic currency. So get into the gym and make a deposit today. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own souls, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Listen weekdays at noon.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Michael Conkright and Dr. Nelson Bruno. Actually about a molecule that is produced during intense exercise that may be the reason that you make the gains that you make. So let's talk a little bit about the cell line research for a moment. So you use clenbuterol to compare the effects, I guess, of CRTC2 against. Is that correct?
That's right.
What did you learn?
Well, actually, we use it to show that clenbuterol actually works in a way by activating this molecule, the CRCT2, and that many of the effects that you see with clenbuterol and other beta-adrenergic agonists like isoproterenol and so on are driven by activation of CRC and CRET.
Interesting. So if you can learn, if you can activate CRTC2 without all the jitters and potential damage to cardiomyocytes and all that sort of stuff, you'd have a better alternative than, say, clenbuterol.
That's absolutely right. That would be, you know, the ideal way of activating this pathway only in skeletal muscle and gain much of these effects that you see without affecting the heart and causing muscle cardiac hypertrophy, right?
Right. What is it about the it's got to be a hormonal molecule that signals somewhere along in this process. Is it epinephrine? Is it norepinephrine? Do we know what it is?
A combination of catecholamines, right? Epinephrine and norepinephrine are able to induce signaling in the adrenergic receptors in skeletal muscle.
Interesting.
And the question is whether, you know, we know what beta-adrenergic agonists are capable of in the cattle industry and veterinary science, there cause this partitioning effect, right, where you see a decrease in adipose tissue, an increase in muscle mass, and many of these effects are actually seen in humans as well, where you can actually prevent muscle wasting, increase muscle mass, and so on. So the idea is to actually, if we are able to harness this pathway in humans, in skeletal muscle, without affecting the heart.
Now, one of the downsides of clenbuterol, and we know this from the effects of the central nervous system in general, is that after a couple weeks, it doesn't seem to work as well. And we know this from research that's been done on the heart and overactivation of sympathetic nervous system hormones. The heart even can become, let's say, immune to them after a while. And we know that the more of this SNS activation we have, the more the body starts to ramp up its tolerance to these catecholamine molecules. What happens with CRTC2 when it's activated a lot now? Because let's say we have a way of stimulating its production aside from just exercise. Will we start to become immune to it, you think?
Well, that's a great question, and it's something we really considered at the onset of this study. So in the animals, when we overexpress it, they don't seem to become refractory to its expression. Before we began the study, we really wondered if we would have to cycle the expression on and off to more mimic or closer mimic exercise. But in muscle, it seems to escape it. But you know, this is also quite complicated question because you can imagine nature wants to be able to put the brakes on this. In many ways, muscle is it's a metabolic liability. We only gain muscle that we need because you have to keep supplying energy to it, right?
Right.
So nature doesn't let muscle growth go uncontrolled. Only muscle growth is to the muscles we're using.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. It's a metabolic liability. You're right. But. You know, with athletes who have an abundance of food available to them, if they're not getting that feedback from their environment that muscle is scarce, I mean, that food is scarce, then I would imagine muscle will continue to grow. And we see that even in the presence of drugs. But nonetheless, when a 300-pound bodybuilder steps on stage at 1% body fat, clearly there are ways to override these mechanisms.
Well, absolutely.
I know this is out of left field. I don't know why, but I think heat shock proteins are ineptly named heat shock proteins, right? I don't think that's just heat that causes them to do their thing. But we see some of these same effects, glycogen resynthesis and bigger, fuller muscle fibers from heat shock protein research as well. Is CRTC2 similar to, let's say, a heat shock protein?
Well, not necessarily similar, but let's say that they recruit similar pathways.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways you can get these, and what we see is that, for example, AKT phosphorylation and for example, the IGF signaling pathway
right.
that causes muscle hypertrophy, to give you an example, is recruit the same pathway is recruited by many different elements that cause hypertrophy. So, regarding to your question, for example, in terms of glycogen synthesis, it is a similar pathway that is recruited by Kersis and the HitchOp protein that may induce this.
Interesting. We know from a lot of the research done on myostatin inhibition that these bigger muscle fibers do not carry more torque as would be expected. In fact, they seem to be weaker. And now some recent research that I mentioned in the first hour of the show is indicating that a lack of myostatin may actually compromise the aerobic nature of muscle completely. So you have a bigger muscle that isn't friendly to aerobic respiration, so you have an animal or a person who can't even run very far as big as their muscles are. So is there any evidence that the increase in muscle fiber size comes with better functionality with the CRTCT2 protein?
Well, actually, the amount of hypertrophy that we see with the CRTC2 is not even close to what happened in the myostatin-deficient mice.
Okay.
The amount of hypertrophy you see in this type of animals is amazing, right? Have you seen them in pictures?
Yeah, I actually, when the research was first done, I had the luxury of talking to Dr. Sejian Li twice. He refused to come on the show because he felt that the pursuit of bigger muscles for vanity was insulting to his research, but he spoke to me anyway. I have the original plates of those. Interestingly enough, the follistatin overexpressing rodents were much bigger than the myostatin knockout rodents, for anybody who hasn't seen the plates. But okay, yes, I have seen them. Yeah, they're freakish. They look like they look like Hulk mice, you know. Yeah.
Interestingly, though, even though they may have not an appropriate aerobic response, they still have an increased resting metabolic rate, and they have they have good metabolic flux, if you mean, in terms of glucose sensitivity and so on.
Yes. So do you see this being an answer for the first hour of the show? We talked to two scientists from UC Berkeley about how oxytocin, subcutaneous oxytocin, makes old muscle fibers new again, and they're in search of something to combat sarcopenia. Do you see this as also fitting into that area, or do you see this as being used by athletes and sports enthusiasts as well?
Actually, I see it being used in the same way, right? So cambuterol and betadrenergic agonists are known to combat sarcopenia very well from different sources. We believe that if we were able to increase the activation of CRTC2 in skeletal muscle, it will be a way not only to improve or prevent loss of muscle mass, but also to maintain the metabolic capacity of the muscle.
Interesting. We have to take our last commercial break. I have an interesting thought. I'll hold it till we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable.
available, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So, we're talking with Dr. Michael Conkright and Dr. Nelson Bruno about this amazing protein, CRTC2, that influences so many good things about muscle. And I'm wondering, is there something that we can do, first of all? I have a couple questions. Is there something we can do to kind of tip the odds in our favor of producing more CRTC2 from our workouts? And whoever wants to jump in and answer that can.
Well, it's simple. Get yourself out of your comfort level.
Yeah. I mean, really,
it should
yeah.
be a little stressful to you. It should be a little uncomfortable. That's when you're having the benefits. And that's how nature's working.
You know, have you ever heard of Dr. Milind Watvi? He's written a book called Of Dove Diplomats and Diabetes, and he talks specifically about this, that and he talks about it from an ancestral perspective, an evolutionary perspective. And he talks about how the way hunger overcomes fear, and that fear is an important component of activity, because when we are doing something that we're slightly fearful about, it actually causes a repartitioning of how food, when it's digested, contributes to the storage of body fat and muscle creation. We talked about this last year in his book. And what you're saying echoes that. That people who go into the gym and can train while they're reading a newspaper or talk to a friend are not pushing that threshold hard enough to really get the benefits of what they're doing.
That's absolutely correct.
Now, during the first hour, we talked about some recent research on rodents that shows that oxytocin actually reverses the aging of muscle fibers. It's amazing. It's miraculous. In fact, during the commercial break, I texted my doctor and said, can I get a prescription for oxytocin to inject? And but oxytocin is a hormone that's associated with relaxation, that's associated with recovery, if you will, well-being, happiness, playfulness, and so on. It's actually the antithesis of what we're saying, what we're talking about during this interview with you, which leads me to believe that they're both very important components. If you're training with that kind of intensity, but you're not giving your body time to recover, I believe that that, oh, I'm going to ask the question. I don't believe anything. I'm going to ask you, is that when we could potentially become immune to this response?
Well, actually, let's clear out that the changes that we are talking about, when you see, for example, activation of CRTC2 and muscle reprogramming, if you will, this happen during rest, not during the exercise response. The exercise response is the trigger that activates this protein, but the actual effects are happening presumably during rest, right?
Exactly. My point, too, is this. We talked about this on the show last week. I got a Fitbit, right? But a Fitbit isn't for somebody like me who goes in and moves the tens of thousands of pounds in a single workout session, or the rest of this audience who trains so hard, and then you have to achieve 10,000 steps every single day. Well, guess what? You're not giving your body time to recover. And this is a great discussion. For those of us who train with intensity, the kind of intensity where you can't even listen to music, you're so focused on getting under that bar and not allowing the weight to collapse your spine as you go down into the hole of a squat. Okay? When you train with that kind of intensity, rest is your friend. You're not the average person who's doing Zumba and going, oh, I got 10,000 steps on my Fitbit today. I did good. Your central nervous system is exhausted. It's depleted. Your body is begging for rest at that point in time. So keep that in mind when you're trying to keep your activity levels high. If you're training with that kind of intensity, you need to lean towards the other side and get more rest. Well, what would you say, both of you, chime in to that statement?
We agree completely.
I want to add something, and it goes back to something you mentioned about resistance to the sympathetic activation.
Right.
And I think you're absolutely right. When you go into this level of efforts, you need to rest, and recovery is extremely important. Because what happens is that when you overtrain, then your catecholamines actually will be up chronically all the time, and this is actually related to problems later on. So you need to have this balance between sympathetic activation and parasympathetic activation, which is actually the opposite, right? So it's fight or flight, rest and digest. And this is when you grow and you become better. If you're in the fight or flight mood 24/7, then you will run into problems of overtraining that leads to sickness, actually.
Do you think that we'll see a CRTC2 pill someday?
I think we'll see something that activates it.
Interesting. Will it be a drug or an over-the-counter supplement? obviously, there's a lot more money in pharmaceuticals, guys. So, you know, but that doesn't mean that people won't get it who are in sports anyway. But, I mean, I guess this would be a drug maybe to combat sarcopenia of an aging population, obviously.
Absolutely. You know, we also, think of it as, what about someone who's lost mobility of a limb? Can we use it to maintain metabolic function, even if they don't regain use of it? Maintain muscle mass.
Really good, yeah. Or for disease states that cause cachexia and muscle wasting. And obviously that's where, that was one of Dr. Sejen Lee's goals with myostatin inhibition, was to combat muscle wasting of disease states. And this obviously would lend itself to that as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, going back to the beginning of our interview, although we're showing that it's hypertrophic in culture and in these animals, I think the main function of this protein is to prevent protein from being broke down, mm-hmm. much more so than really being hypertrophic on the myofibers.
Interesting.
Well, and if that's true, that's where it really would have the best application, more so than a supplement.
Yeah, anti-catabolic. Great research, guys. Really, really applaud you for this. This is fantastic, and thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us, Carl.
Take care.
Thank you.
And also we want to thank Drs. Irina Conboy and Dr. Wendy Cousins from UC Berkeley for talking about how oxytocin helps old muscles work like new again. The entire show dedicated to your muscles, my muscles everywhere. Keep them growing. Keep them strong. that'll keep you living longer. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.